Good morning. We left off yesterday with the question. We're learning Chayadim Klamam Hey Siman Aleph. The Ramban mentions in Chumash there seems to be a stira in how we're supposed to look at the relationship between man and animal and between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and animal. So the Ramban says that there'd be one way to look at the world that Bereshit has a feeling of concern or rachmanis for the animals, and that's why he's giving us these mitzvahs, because he's concerned about the animals. That the Ramban says, that Chazal are telling us that that's incorrect. The person says, "Al kansi yagir rachamecha." The reason why the Hashem gave the mitzvah of shiluch hakein is because he has rachmanis on the tzipor. That's incorrect. That's what Chazal are telling us over there. What Chazal are telling us, what the Torah is telling us, is that the Russian gave the mitzvahs, the tzarfen and zabrius, to purify man with. Because the man has to be a person who has rachmonis. So the Torah gave the mitzvah not for the purpose of the animal, to protect the animal's pain, but for the purpose of the human being, to make the human being a sensitive individual who cares about the pain of the animal. So that is the purpose of the mitzvah, is to change us into better people, into people which care. So, as opposed to the purpose of the mitzvah being to the Baruch Hashem is, as it were, trying to protect the animals. So, based on this Ramban, the Sharlom Eshev, which is one of the biggest poskim gaonim in the city of Lvov in Poland. He was one of the biggest poskim in Poland in his time, mid-19th century. So he says that Tzar Bale Chaim is not that Bershom has having Rachmanis on the Bale Chaim, but it's to give us the meat of Rachmanis, we should not be cruel people. And that's why something which is a normal tzarich of Adam, that's not perceived to be an element of being cruel and indifferent, that's the normal way that the world is used, that is not problematic in the issue of tzar b'lei chayim. It's permitted to use it in something that creates a tzar gadol for the animal, even though there's a tzarich adam in it, the person should not do so. On the other hand, the idea that the pain of the animal is equal to the pain of a human being is also incorrect. That's not true. The human being has to understand that he has an elevated status vis-a-vis the animal. Otherwise, what happens is not that you raise the animals up to the human level, but rather the human being degenerates down to animal level from the same as the animal, so he can act like an animal. So a person has to be reminded that he is the one who's responsible for the Bria. He's a steward, he's in charge, and he has to deal with it well, all the items which are there. But at the end of the day, he's the elevated individual who has which is the purpose of creation. So therefore, using the animals to further that purpose is not something which is prohibited. But the Chayyadim, we pointed out, it says it has to be something which is a bona fide need. So some of the questions which the person grapple with is something which is for entertainment purposes, as opposed to a bona fide need. Is that considered permitted? Tzar b'lei chayim for that. Hunting for a sport or fishing for a sport without the goal of using the animals or the fish caught for the purpose of food. So food is a valid tzarich adam. Is just enjoying the sport of hunting or fishing, is that permitted? So some place can feel that it is permitted. That is a valid human need. Some disagree. Using the animal for experimentation for refuah purposes, is that permitted? Ramosh has a tshuva where he talks about, I don't understand the circumstances why this should be. Somebody wanted to pay a Jew money to allow the the payer to hit the recipient's dog. So Reuben owned the dog, and this non-Jew was coming to Reuben saying, "If you, I'll pay you $10, let me hit your dog." And Moshe says, it's also Tzabar L'chaim. Moshe talks about a tshuva where he talks about there's a certain way they used to feed the animals, that the meat would be very soft and tender, etc. And Moshe says that that's a problem of Achzorius, keeping the animal cooped up the way they would do in that process to feed the animal, that the animal would end up being very weak and unhealthy. He says, especially because many times the animal would end up being a treifa, so it wouldn't be edible anyway. So, like, what's the purpose of this whole thing? So this is discouraged. A person should be sensitive, etc. If a person needs to hit an animal to get away from him because he's scared, that's a valid human need. Again, that's going to be permitted. But it has to be tzarech mitzarech ibn adam. Okay, so this finishes our discussion about Tzar B'Lechayim. Bez Hashem, in the next year, we will move on in the Chayyadim to other topics which are relevant to a person's su'udah. And meanwhile, have a good day.